Welcome back to FLX Morning. It is 8:40. Temperature has jumped up to 62 under sunny skies. And I'm joined by some friends here from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. First off, Kim Alakwa is here. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. And we'll introduce our guests here in just a second. But I know you had a couple of things that you wanted to make announcements for before we got started here this morning. So go right ahead.
Yes, I'm very excited to announce that Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital was recognized as one of the top 100 community hospitals in the country by Becker's, which is a national healthcare publication. So we're very proud of Soldiers and Sailors for earning that recognition.
Nice.
And
very nice.
Something else with Soldiers and Sailors is their auxiliary is holding a mom sale right now. You can buy a huge, beautiful mom for $10. They come in orange, yellow, and burgundy. You can reach out to Lori McKercher at 315-536-7379 to order the moms. The orders are open until August 29th. And then they will be available on Friday, September 5th. And this is a great way to help support the community by purchasing the moms. The proceeds will go to Soldiers and Sailors to help us fund some of our new emergency equipment out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So go out and buy some moms.
Yes, we would really appreciate it.
All right. How about introducing our guest for today?
Yes, today we have with us Dr. Lawrence LaRussa. He is a board-certified podiatrist. He is with Finger Lakes Podiatry. There's offices in Geneva and in Victor.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Very well, Paul. How are you today?
Good, good. It would help if I turn your microphone on.
Oh, morning, Paul. How are you today?
Good. Doing well. I always like to ask a little bit about the background of our guests that come in from Finger Lakes Health. How many years have you been a part of the family, and how did you get involved with Finger Lakes Health?
I have completed 9 years in the community and working on year 10. We were private practice in the same location we are now on Preemption Road and in Victor. But in 2 years ago, we joined Finger Lakes Health just to be part of a larger network, a bigger family. And it was a smart move. And so we've been with the organization for 2 years now.
Yeah, you hear the word podiatrist and you immediately think, okay, foot doctor. Is that a pretty accurate assessment?
Yeah, I'd roll it into foot and ankle at this point. So, and that's what we treat in the office, foot and ankle pathologies.
So you deal with a variety of issues that people have with feet.
Certainly. All kinds, all shapes and sizes.
What do you find are the most common things that people come in looking for help with?
Today, there's a lot of press and newer technology and discussions about bunion deformities. So everybody wants to know what they are. Do I have one? And there are many people that have symptomatic ones. They hurt. They cause deformities in their feet.
I'm interested in this because I've never really experienced, I think, one myself, and I don't really even know what a bunion is and how it forms. So why don't we start there, and then we can talk about the treatments that are available.
Sounds like a great place to start. You can't start without knowing where you're working at. So
right.
Bunion deformity, the sometimes small but often large bump on the base of your big toe, basically the first metatarsal is the bone that connects the middle of your foot to the big toe, and that drifts away from the second toe toward the other foot, and then the tendon attaches after that metatarsal to the toe, and it yanks the toe back toward the middle. So you get this kind of, not exactly V, but the bone in the middle of your foot goes one direction and the big toe goes the opposite direction toward the second toe, and it creates a variety of issues.
So this winds up with a big bump on the bottom of your big toe is what you're saying?
Oh, it's mostly on the side of the big toe.
Ah, okay.
So in the biggest question you always get from people, whether they do or don't have it, well, what causes these things? So there's a variety of issues. You can be born with a bone that's too short, right? Have no control over that. You can have mild, flatter feet. So the bone moves more than it's supposed to, which is, I would say, the most common cause. And then, yes, you can cause it with shoes directly. And we do see that still. But it is not as common as it once was in the 60s and 70s.
That was going to be my next question, was, is this something that you can actually develop from something like improper footwear?
Yes, you can. So the pointed high heel shoes worn every day certainly can cause the imbalance where you otherwise wouldn't have one.
And if you're flat-footed and just not having the proper support or arch support in your shoes, would that contribute to the cause too?
Certainly. So when someone comes in for an evaluation for this, we need to explain, well, why do you have this? Because that leads to treatments. And most common we see is the tight Achilles tendon with a flat foot, so which destabilizes the midfoot and allows that bone to drift slowly with time. So
Can these be painful? Can they cause discomfort?
They can cause a lot of pain. They do often cause pain, and they actually can deform the whole foot. So one of the if you ignore it forever, which a variety of people do that, they're all in our care now. It turns into what's called mangled toes. So the toes point every direction but straight, and that can cause a variety of issues. And that's the end game if you don't do anything about it.
I can certainly imagine. So early treatment of this is key.
Yeah, so by the time you come in with your toes all pointing in different directions, right, there's not going to be a lot of options that don't involve surgical care. How to not get there is generally wearing shoes that are supported, meaning an arch support in the shoe, and doing stretches to improve your ankle flexibility.
Now, someone that comes in with a bunion, the first thing you're going to do is analyze how severe it is.
Correct. I usually categorize them mild, moderate, and severe, but in reality it doesn't matter. It's all about symptoms, so we treat symptoms, not really just the way it looks.
And what are the treatments for the symptoms?
So the conservative care, a lot of people need education about the wider shoes. We've already mentioned the supportive shoes and the stretches. And sometimes it's necessary to do surgical care, and a lot of people are scared about that and sometimes don't even want to know what it's about. But fortunately, there's been a lot of changes within the last 5 years in surgical care, which has given us a lot more tools to work with. And some reasons that bunion surgery failed in the past has been, I think, mapped out at this time and corrected, and now we've got better treatment options.
So what is involved with a bunion surgery?
So usually you need to cut and move the bones back into a better orientation where they're aligned straight and put down on certain areas with the flat feet, and usually some surgical hardware that holds them that way until they heal. Ultimately can realign your whole foot and prevent all the sequelae of issues that can usually happen to not just the big toe, but the rest of the toes.
I imagine the recovery time from the surgery is going to be dependent upon the severity of the bunion to begin with.
In general, yes. There's some generalities we can make. So you got to be non-weight bearing for about 2 weeks after, which is not easy, but it's doable. And then we slowly get you back to weight bearing. About 4 weeks is not that pleasant. The first 2 weeks is worse, and then it's not so bad after that. And just keep putting time on your feet and with taking breaks.
And you mentioned the worst case scenario. If you let this go untreated and you wind up with the mangled toes, that's got to be a little bit more of an extensive procedure.
Yeah, we would list that as a 4-foot reconstruction and instead of a bunion repair at that point, because it drags some of the other toes and bones with it. So I would certainly recommend, if you notice the big bump on the side of your foot, at least knowing why it's there and what you can do about it.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Kim, thank you for being here.
Thank you for your time today.
And you got one more thing, Kim?
Yes. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. LaRussa, you can call 315-789-8132. And he performs all of his procedures at Geneva General Hospital as well as the Finger Lakes Surgery Center.
Awesome. Well, it was great to have you back in.
It was great to
see
you.
Kim, good to see you as always.
Thank you.
And it's 8:49 coming up now on 8:50 on FLX Morning.